Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach now. Coach Belichick joins me. Coach, congratulations. Another win. Keep stacking them up here. And let's get back to that game real quick. 23-3. And you're kind of in control of that game. Next thing you know, a couple seconds, and the Ravens have closed that game 23-17. That thing could have gone either way, but your team showed some resiliency. Fair to say?
Absolutely. It was a game that we felt we faced some adversity, and we had to play a lot of good situational football in the fourth quarter, and we were able to do that. Sure. So, that was good. Obviously, it would have been nice to run out the clock in the fourth quarter, but that was the game that we expected from the Ravens. They're a mentally tough team. They battle you all the way, and we gave them some opportunities. They took advantage of them. They gave us some opportunities. We took advantage of them. It was one of those kind of games that came down to a lot of critical plays in the last half of the fourth quarter, and fortunately, we made enough to win.
Talking about situational football, I want to go back to that sequence. Jones does a fantastic job downing that ball, special teams-wise, off the Ryan Allen punt. You get him on the one-yard line. This whole game now is about matchups in National Football League. You see the substitutions. Are you looking over at them? And this sort of takes you back to the Super Bowl, the Malcolm Go moment, but they send their bigs in. You guys counter with a defense down in there, down in tight, where you stack those backers. You brought Devin down in. Are you looking at their bigs before you send in what you guys sent in? Or is this just standard, hey, this is going to be goal line, we're going to send our bigs in anyway?
Right, and that's a great question, but I think that both answers are correct. I think there's a point where you want to match up with the other team, and there's also a point where you're going to put in whatever you want to put in and make them deal with the matchup. Maybe it's one that they want, maybe it's one they don't, but you control it. So I think there's a place for both, and I think it keeps the offense off balance when they don't know for sure how you're going to play certain personnel groups. Are you going to match them, or are you just going to take the situation and put in what you want to put in? If it's third and long, you put in dime. Doesn't matter who it could have four tight ends in the game. You're still going to be in dime because you've declared that as a situation. So there's definitely a place for both, and we do both.
You mentioned some of the mistakes you made. You gave them chances to get back in it, whether it's an interception, whether it's a punt. You're sitting there. I see you take the pencil out. You write something down. Do you say anything to the player to that point? Do you need to, or do you wait, let things settle? I mean, you got a pretty good staff. They take care of some of that stuff. And is it addressed more maybe the next day or as you get ready to get into the next game plan, Denver?
Well, I think it's both. I think you have to deal with it to some point during the game because it's such a critical play. So I think it's important for us to understand before the game, during the game, and after the game what the real points emphasis are for that game, which turnovers is always one of them. But whatever they happen to be for that particular game, to make sure that we reinforce those as they occur.
All right, on to Denver. Short week, playing a Monday night, got to travel out, heading out early. Any silver lining that this is a team that you kind of play twice a year now, you're used to them, so kind of the same type of pieces. Does that help you game plan-wise?
Well, there's certainly a level of familiarity. The Broncos are a very good team. We know that. They're good in all three phases of the game. They play well at home. So it'll be a great opportunity for us and a big challenge to go out there and do the things we need to do to win. We were close twice last year, but we've got to find a way to be better than that. And so we're going to work hard on that this week and see where we're at on Sunday.
Speaking close twice last year, any mistakes you made carry over? I mean, I know it's a new year. You're a different team. They're a little bit of a different team. You have a different style offensively. How much can you take, from them jumping snap counts and that? I mean, that's a tough place to play.
Well, I mean, again, I think with Coach Phillips on defense, Coach Kubiak on offense, Coach DeCamillis on special teams, they have a very consistent philosophy of how they want to play and their adjustments of what they want to do. Now, they'll have a wrinkle here or there, but by far and away, the majority of it is what their system is. So that's what we have to prepare for and be alert for something that's a little bit different. But they have good players. They're very good at what they do. They're a lot very confident in what they do. They do it a lot, and they make you deal with it, and that's what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to have a good week of preparation and go out there and handle the basic fundamentals of the game. I don't think this is going to be a big mystery on how they're going to play. It's going to come down to execution and, physical toughness and communication and, which teams make the plays at the critical situations.
Trevor Siemian, what do you see in him? Seems like he'll throw any ball.
Well, he's athletic. He's really seems like the passing game has kind of picked up for him lately. He's been over 300 yards the last 5 weeks. And, of course, with Sanders and Thomas, he's got two great guys to throw to out there, two very explosive players, and those two guys have about 60% of their yards and their receptions, and so obviously you have to do a good job on those two players. But he's athletic. They run a lot of bootlegs. He can get out of the pocket and find some space, and seems like a little bit of a streaky guy when he gets going. I mean, he can be pretty good.
Okay, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week. Comes from Meredith in Mendon. 14 weeks in, you look at your football team comparative to other years. Do you like the way this thing's trending? Do you feel good, you know, 14 weeks in, that this team is getting better, all three phases of the game?
Well, I think we're continuing to get better, no question about that. I don't really like to compare this team to another team because it's a different team and our opponents are different and everything else. But, you know, we played better defensively over the last 5 or 6 weeks. Offensively, we've, you know, been without a couple of key guys, but we've been able to, you know, maintain a productive level. And, you know, special teams, we, you know, have still some things we need to work on, but I'd say overall our coverage units, a lot of field position that we've gotten out of the punting game, the kicking game have been good. So I think we just got to shore up, you know, the turnovers, as always, red area, third down, 2 minute, those key situations because they're so important at this time of year.
All right, good answer, Coach. When I ask the coach a question, like Meredith, you got to follow the team on Twitter, at Patriots, hashtag it, AskBB. Bellastrader later, maybe a little Aqib Talib with his helmet off, going nuts.
Well, this is a very explosive offensive unit that the Broncos have, so probably some guys that you're not too familiar with, but they've got some big play players.
All right, Coach, good stuff. We'll take a look at the Bellastrader later in the show, but first, more Patriots All Access, and this guy returns later right after this.